This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Welcome to a Taste of Tuesday edition of the show about food and fun places in mayhem of life. Into the Beach House Beach Bunker we come. Welcome aboard. It is not just a Taste of Tuesday, but back to school Tuesday too. The Beach Bunker Beach House probably won't have as many folks lingering around today because they're getting ready for school. It's been a 4-day weekend for a lot of people in our area. Extreme cold continues, but not for long. Got an update coming up for you in just a second. Welcome, 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 Sunseekers. Oh, we've got Sunseekers worldwide this morning. All kinds of people vacationing all over the place. And, of course, they're sharing their pictures and video with us. And we'll share it with you. Warm thoughts. And so there's something else happening. There was something else in the news from yesterday, and I can't remember what it was. I think it was, the Orange Man is back in town. Trump is back in town. The Trump inauguration. U.S. President Donald Trump sworn in yesterday, and it was a day filled with mayhem and jokes and all kinds of stuff. We have got everything covered this morning. All the angles from the hat to the pens thrown in the crowd. The pens. People going crazy. Getting in fights over the pens. I want a pen. I want a pen. Elon, what the hell was that guy thinking? Oh, my God. Goof of the year. Oh. Then you got George W. Bush. What? Did he have a gummy before the inauguration? He couldn't sit still. His eyes were buggy. No, we got it all for you. And then you've got Mark Zuckerberg checking out somebody's wife. Nothing in himself. There's cameras everywhere. They're going to catch this. It's going to go viral. You're going to be a meme. When you live in public like that, you're going to be a meme. And Zuck is a meme now. Carrie Underwood saves the day. Apparently, America is going to Mars. Look out. Things are happening. Things are moving and shaking. So, yes, our Taste of Tuesday item today is going to be Mexican shakshuka. And it is kind of like a salsa, a breakfast salsa, actually. It's got some corn in it, tomato sauce, red peppers, red onion, and it's got egg, yeah, fried egg, avocado, and you're supposed to have it with toast or tortilla chips. I chose tortilla chips. Lining the pockets of our community instead of lining the pockets of millionaires and billionaires. Visit your local co-ops of Westman to get some of the tasty treats that we feature on the show at Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. And Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. At Leon's, you've got just 2 days left to take advantage of the storewide super sale. 50% off the Athena sofa regularly, $1,300 on for $599. They've got specials on dining room sets. The five-piece Boyd dining room set, now just $649, save $150. Special pricing on mattresses. They've got special pricing on reclining sofas and more. And other than the taxes and the fees, take 2 years to pay with 0% interest and 24 equal monthly payments at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue, or at leons.ca. Pick out some cool stuff before you you hit their store in the west end of Brandon. And at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, they are Westman's number one EV dealership. 70% of EV owners are loving their ride because it's costing them a lot less when it comes to filling up at the pumps. Pretty much don't got to do that anymore. When it comes to mechanical repair, far, far fewer moving parts in an EV than a regular vehicle. So they're loving their ride. In fact, south of the border, third of all new vehicle sales up until yesterday, were EVs. So they're just getting running down there, and the plug is about to get pulled in America. But it's still good here, and Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon. So even if you aren't particularly excited about an EV, you might know of somebody that is. And if you're looking for an EV, remember, Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Man, they're going to Mars.
Did you know that the Elon was
acting all wild and crazy yesterday? There's people watching you, dude. The world is watching you.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
There she is in the hat.
Ushering in this new American era, Donald Trump returned to the presidency, triumphant and defiant.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. Many people thought it was impossible for me to stage such a historic political comeback. But as you see today, here I am. The American people have spoken.
Trump has promised to challenge institutions in ways they've never been tested before.
We will begin the complete restoration of America and the revolution of common sense.
First, stupid hat.
I will declare a national emergency at our southern border. It will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
With pen in hand, he began signing orders, charting a path to transform the United States.
And then he threw the pens out into the crowd.
Limits of presidential power. Boy,
going crazy for these pens. There was a lot of support. You know, you watch the reaction of some of the Canadian media. And, of course, we've got some concerns of our own because we're about to get rolled. We're about to get steamrolled. He says February 1st. I still think it's a negotiation tactic. But it's kind of hard to celebrate with somebody when they're threatening to roll you. And that's okay. Elon has been a big supporter of Trump for a long time. And he's a big supporter of free speech. He feels that this is going to be opening the floodgates to free speech, and he's going to be in charge of trimming down the U.S. federal government. Apparently, they fired thousands of people yesterday. Immediately, they're firing federal government workers left and right to trim down the government. And so he is so pumped. He was jumping up on stage like a kid that had too much sugar. That wasn't the tough part. The tough part was when he thanked everybody for their support and then waved to them. And his wave was a little bizarre, I have to admit.
Thanks to you that the future of civilization is assured. And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
That's problematic, I guess. Why would he do something like that? Like, there it is, pause. Like, come on, Elon, what are you doing? When people accuse you of being a duck, and you say, no, I'm no duck. And then it's your moment at the microphone and you quack. Oh, my God. What have you done? And, of course, it is all over the place this morning. All over the place. Elon is he's trending on his own platform. Oh, man. And you know what? In all fairness, you have to reserve just a small percentage of our brains to say, you know, maybe he wasn't thinking. Like, I'm thinking to myself, so if I had done this and then I would do probably both like this, but to do that, I'm not even going to repeat it because then I need somebody to take a screenshot and put, like, I'm cognizant enough to know that even if you were joking or fooling around at that level of scrutiny, people are going to take a screenshot and put it all over the place. Richard says Elon is an idiot.
Well, Richard, you and I are sitting here having a conversation. He is the richest man on earth, putting rockets to Mars. I don't know if idiot is exactly the right term for him. And certainly in that case, he was an idiot. I think even geniuses have the opportunity to be stupid now and again. That to me was stupid. Probably the dumbest thing he's ever done. And it continues to trend. Not just that, the hat. George Bush acting like he just ate a gummy before the inauguration. We'll show you that video. Speaking of not realizing, all eyes are on you. He's checking out somebody's wife. Now, in his defense, should she have shown up to the inauguration wearing that? I don't know. That's being debated online. I reserve my opinion. I believe everyone should dress how they should. There was a senator that came in a hoodie and a pair of sweatshorts. And so I'm not one to criticize what people are wearing, but we'll take a look at that. You get up to sing, you get up to make a speech, you get up to do a live stream show, and the equipment doesn't work. Oh, God, don't we know what that's like? Don't we know? Yes, we do. The equipment doesn't work, and what do you do? And everyone's just standing around, and it was a prolonged, awkward silence. Literally thousands of people in the rotunda. The president has just been sworn in, and it's your turn to sing America the Beautiful. And stuff's not working, and people are standing, and they're looking at each other. And then all of a sudden, there was a clip of some music, and you're like, oh, poor Carrie, do something. Somebody start singing. I think I saw this in a Christmas movie one time where they all join hands and start singing. I think you guys all need to start joining hands and singing. Let's go.
Oh, beautiful.
So she goes a cappella.
Spacious skies for amber waves of gray.
God, she is so good.
For purple mountain majesties above the
There's a reason she won American Idol, didn't she?
America, America, God shed.
There was a choir there, so.
On thee.
Help her out, you guys.
And crown my good with brother.
And then I'm thinking as I'm watching this, there's so many celebrities who sing that can't remember the words. She's not looking at a teleprompter. No. Yeah.
You should do this for a living. You're pretty good. I think you've got a big future ahead of you.
Donald attempts to kiss Melania, and the hat gets in the way. When he goes in for the kiss, I'm thinking, oh, he's feeling a little frisky. He's feeling a little frisky. Because he goes in slow. He goes in slow, and I think he's going to go kiss her on the lips. Here he goes. Oh, there he goes. Look out. Incoming heat-seeking missile. Here it comes. She immediately turns the cheek. No, you will not get a PDA from me. You will not get a smack on the lip. Is this not something that you might want to discuss before you come out? Okay, so when I come out and the eyes of the world are looking at us, I am going to give you a kiss. I am going to kiss you. I'm going to come in here and I just need you to, would you like to kiss on the lips? Would you? No, impromptu. And she turns her cheek like he just had some kubasa. Ha ha ha. And then he tries to kiss her on the cheek. Wait a second. Oh, this freaking hat's in the way. He gets blocked. There it is. Perfect shot. He gets blocked. Block by the Pizza Hut hat. And now these hats, by the way, they have sold out. For any woman who wishes to repel social advances from men that you find a little creepy, it is the anti-creep hat. just $19.99 on the Tyler Glenn Store website. TylerGlennShow.com, click on merch, and you too can buy your man-repelling hat. It is not a Carmen Sandiego or Pizza Hut hat. It is a man-repelling hat. It is specially designed with a rim so that men cannot get close to you for the smooch. However, you won't be able to have him whisper in your ear either. Can't get over there. It's a repellent. Tracy says, I wouldn't want to kiss him either. Ryan says, $5, $5. $5, $5, $5. So I'm thinking, yeah, it was not a good start to the show. He doesn't get the kiss. Carrie's tape recorder wasn't working. She couldn't play her music. And then the look on everybody's faces, they're all looking to, okay, so we'll play this at full speed now. And then everyone's like, oh, that's so cute. And then the women are like, ew, they all basically have the ew look on their face and they're looking away. And he's just, yeah, okay, well, we'll take care of that later. We'll take care of that. I got some business to tend to here. So Lauren Sanchez. Do we have pictures of what she, well, you can see it here. She is the wife of Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon. This is his new wife, and she came with a suit coat and lingerie underneath the suit coat. So here she is. There's Mark Zuckerberg. And, okay, let's hit this, and you'll be able to see for yourself how he is just sitting there, everybody's talking and everything, and his eyes glaze over, and then, boom, busted. Boom, you're busted. You're checking it out. You're checking things out. I'm going to hit pause right at the time where he is checking out. There it is. There it is. Whoa, busted, man. Mark. But why did Mark get busted? Because it looks like Trump's brother or son-in-law is also looking in that direction. What is his name? I can't. Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner is his eyes. If am I out to lunch here? I can see his eyes are also looking. Her eyes are up here, gentlemen. Her eyes are up here. How embarrassing. Oh, I am so much better than that. What an outfit. Oh, Mark. Dun, 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 dun. Da-da-da-da, busted. Busted. Oh, okay, so we're going to shame the person whose freedom it is to wear whatever she so desires. Oh, that's really mature. Oh, look at the... Should not be susceptible to such awfulness. And she's waving, and everyone's like, she's the most popular girl in the room. Holy cadoodles. Holy cadoodle. What do you think, Mark? Hello. Hello, everybody. Good to see you. Oh, poor Mark. Poor Mark. Quentin says, if she didn't want to be noticed, maybe she should have had a turtleneck. Well, and it was cold. That's the thing. It was cold in Washington. I would think that she would want to bundle up a little bit. You know, keep it a little warm. Koenig Stowe says she put them out there just saying. Quentin says, if you drive a Ferrari into a parking lot, there's a chance people are going to look. Cindy says it looks clingy. Maybe the shine caught their eye. Exactly. Maybe it was the coat. Did anybody stop to think of that? Wearing white to a wedding? No, an inauguration. She's the only one wearing white. Maybe not a great choice of color there with white. First, our Headley's Health Hut is on Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Again, if you've got New Year's resolutions that you want to stick to, maybe less sugar, more protein, fewer carbs, maybe you're on keto, or maybe you are just looking for a solution to an ailing problem that's been bothering you for days, weeks, maybe even months. It appears you've tried everything. And you've looked online and apparently you're supposed to go for this herb or that herb or this supplement or maybe a bit more of this particular vitamin. Go and see the crew at Headley's Health Hut. They will help take you over the finish line when it comes to finding the perfect supplements or vitamins. They've got herbs, local products, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free, and more. Win Back Wednesdays happen the second Wednesday of every month, and Customer Appreciation Days happen on the last Friday of each month. It's an opportunity twice a month to save some big cash and possibly get your stuff for free on Win Back Wednesdays at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. At the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa, I believe tonight's paint night with Shane. You can have some cocktails and get to some painting tonight at the Elkhorn Resort. That's tonight, Sip and Paint Night with Shane. Tickets are just $45. There is a cash bar for that. And Comedy Invasion's happening this weekend. If you're looking for some laughs, God knows we need laughs. This weekend, Powerhouse Night of Laughter featuring Troy Teridian, Serena Shane, Scott Porteous, and Herbert Henrys. Tickets are $20. It's an 18-plus show, though. Sorry, kids. No kids at this one. Elkhornresort.mb.ca. And our friends at Sunrise Credit Union, look for them at this year's Ag Days. Ag Day starts today. Big Ag Conference, trade show, celebration of everything ag happening at Keystone Center and Sunrise Credit Union with 19 area locations across southern Manitoba is a sponsor of the show. We thank them for that. And they're going to be at Ag Days. And they've got a whole bunch of prizes they're giving away. So find them on the upper concourse of the Keystone Center. Go and visit them. Go win their prizes. Tell them that Tyler sent you, and maybe you'll get some really cool swag because, again, they are giving away a lot of cool stuff over at Ag Days there. Sunrise Credit Union, sunrisecu.mb.ca. Again, they're looking for summer students. Oh, summer. Check out the website for opportunities as well at sunrisecu.mb.ca.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse-quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah. North Dakota has been Republican for a very, very long time. It is truly, it always amazes me that we could have such a stark contrast in the population. I don't think you will find more difference politically in two groups of people that live so close together as you do with Manitobans and those in North Dakota. Here we have a left-leaning NDP government in North Dakota. They are super staunch conservative Republicans, obviously very happy with what has just happened south of the border. This is in Fargo.
The support of 65% of voters here in North Dakota, the fourth highest in the country. So people here at this watch party were excited to see him sworn in again as president.
I believe he's going to make a lot of changes based on like jobs, having better opportunity.
He started with border. That definitely needs to stop. It is an invasion. And it's not done for humanitarian reasons.
We're just so happy that today is a day. It's a revolution of common sense. That's the theme of today.
But there are concerns about tariffs and Canada's potential retaliation. North Dakota exports about 80% of all goods produced every year to Canada, mostly agriculture. And this farmer has some concerns.
The real premium comes when we export it. And so having that export in place with the trade agreements, we've had some real good revenue that keeps family farmers living on the land. But yeah, if there's retaliatory actions in place, that's where The downside is when agriculture gets caught in the middle, because usually the ones that are at risk the most is family farmers.
That sentiment, though, seems few and far between. Most people here are more concerned about TikTok than tariffs. They say the U.S. needs to stop defending and propping up other countries around the world, and that includes Canada.
So the ride is over, apparently. I'm thinking that it has to do with the militarily. That is my guess. That is my opinion. That is why I'm not at all concerned. I think we need to stay calm. It was like TikTok. We knew that there was going to be a bump in the road with TikTok. Look, it went off for a brief period and it came back. Same thing with these tariffs. This is a big, big stick, but we are not spending enough on our military. If you have friends or family members in the military, you already know this. It's nickel and dime rubber bands held together with tape. And in an increasingly dangerous world, Trump's not wrong. We need to belly up and buy, you know, some good stuff. We remember when we had the story on this show about some of the parkas that we had bought for our soldiers in the field. And they weren't even, they had bought them, God bless Canadian Tire. I love Canadian Tire, but they had been purchased from Canadian Tire as a retail consumer product for soldiers to be outside in the cold, fighting in war, minus 50, for days at a time. That's not going to work. We can't be doing that. I'm sorry, it is a little expensive, and we have to live up to our commitments. Anyway. What about George Bush? Oh, yeah, I gotta show you George Bush.
Viewers made note of the 43rd POTUS's.
Oh, nice wink. He's always winking.
20th ceremony.
Winking, nodding, punching people in the stomach.
Bush, who served in the Oval Office from 2001 to 2009, darted his eyes from side to side as he tried to contain a playful grin, sparking a wave of memes on social media. One user wrote on X, "I don't give a f- anyone says. I love George Bush and his 10-year-old Christmas concert spirit." One person shared a comical theory about the 78-year-old's expression involving former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who was seated directly in front of Bush.
I have to say, Hillary looked pretty good yesterday. She looked good. And she held it together. She didn't, you know, you would think that she's somebody that wanted to just like jump into karate mode and just like trash the place. You could feel the tension. Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton. I was worried about those two.
The user joked, "George W. Bush looks like he put a whoopee cushion on Hillary's seat, and he's anxiously waiting for her to sit on it."
Mexican shakshuka. There it is. Red peppers, a little bit of oil, a little bit of garlic in the frying pan there. Black beans, co-op, whole can of corn, throw it all in there. It's like a hot salsa because you're frying it all up. There it is in my cast iron pan last night. Whenever you got corn in a salsa, the flavors come together. This is beautiful. This is Mexican breakfast for like a couple bucks. Holy cow. That is fantastic. And eggs and avocado, and it is delicious. And probably better with toast, because especially if you're using a toast that really gets crispy, like a good rye toast, because there's a lot in this platter here that you can scoop out. Your tortillas can sometimes break. And you'll be able to get all of these ingredients at your local co-op store. So go in there, get the corn, get the beans, make one for yourself. Give it some variations. And if you do, send me a picture. I want to see what you've done with it. Maybe you're going to use less cilantro and you're going to put some dill in there instead. Make it your own. It is fantastic. Co-ops of Westman. Thank you, Co-ops of Westman. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. Buffet restaurants have never been eating to the point where they kick you out. Have you ever been at a buffet restaurant and you've seen someone that you thought, I wonder if he's going to get kicked out or she's going to get kicked out? Oh, I have. Especially in America. Especially in America. Staying too long. There's an $80 buffet at Caesars Palace Vegas. One woman went to get her grub on. The woman knew that this high-end restaurant, reportedly one of the best in Vegas, had supposedly strict time limits of 90 minutes, which makes sense if a restaurant allows customers to eat whatever they want. She thought she'd be thrown out after going past the 90 minutes, but in reality, the restaurant let her stay a bit longer. But she kept going for round after round after round of food after the 90 minutes had passed. And that's the time where you gotta go. She was there in total for well over 2 hours. and 55 minutes, almost 3 hours. So that's she was there for double the normal time at that buffet. A Chinese live streamer was booted from a restaurant called Hyundai Seafood Barbecue in China. One of his visits to the restaurant, he reportedly ate 1.5 kilograms of pork. That is 1.5 kilograms. That's like 4 pounds of pork. Holy crap. In 2018, a man named Yaroslav Borovsky, who was a German triathlete, went to a restaurant in Landshut, Germany, that promised all-you-can-eat sushi. He thought that that meant that he could eat everything for $20. As you can imagine, being a triathlete, he can eat a lot. He ate 18 pounds of sushi in just a few minutes, and they kicked him out. 18 pounds of sushi. Some stay all day. 4 hours he sat there. One woman visited an Indianapolis restaurant called Hibachi Grill and Supreme Buffet. She paid $13 for her meal. After 4.5 hours, she was finally kicked out, but she didn't seem too upset about it. She tipped both her waitress and the person who kicked her out. And during her stay, she had 6 plates of food. Golden Corral has taken people out of the store because they dress too provocatively. A woman was kicked out of a Golden Corral in Erie, Pennsylvania because her outfit looked like Jeff Bezos' wife at an inauguration, maybe. You can't come in here like this. Sarette Emke, who was 25 at the time of the incident, told reporters she was wearing a crop top and denim shorts. The manager told her a customer had voiced concerns about her outfit, and she was asked to leave. Yet they don't have any problem with me wearing spandex to the buffet. I don't know. Lots of jiggling and jaggling. Then there's Cece's Buffet, staying at a pizza restaurant for 8 hours. What would you do? I mean, I would get bored. I'm all for lots of food. I'm all for overindulgence and gorging. But 8 hours eating pizza? That's crazy. This person kicked out of an all-you-can-eat fish fry. Sounds like heaven for seafood obsessed, but you probably not too many people would be able to pack away 12 pieces of fried fish. One man did just that in Wisconsin in 2012. The restaurant called Chuck's Place told him that he couldn't eat anymore after packing away a dozen pieces of fried fish. Apparently, the restaurant was starting to actually run out of supply of fish. They still gave him 8 more pieces of fish before they made him leave. Getting kicked out of a buffet, but yet a badge of honor. At the Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, North Dakota, just 90 minutes south of Brandon. Thank you to everybody who is entering the Palm Tree Parade. Yay, we've got some entrants already. The Palm Tree Parade is on my Facebook page. Go there, find this logo. You'll also find the logo of Joe Nichols. You could be winning a pair of tickets to see Joe Nichols February 15th at the Skydancer Casino. Carmen sent in this beautiful palm tree picture taken at a wedding. Someone was getting married someplace warm. Thank you, Carmen, for sharing that. You are entered to win tickets to see Joe Nichols at the Skydancer. Thank you for sharing that shot. It just has to have a palm tree in the picture. Hey, Ryan entered. Our man Ryan, Sunseeker Ryan, and here he is with Toucan Sam from the Fruit Loops. There he is. There's palm trees back in there. Thank you, Ryan, for entering our contest, and thanks for sharing that picture this morning. And the contest runs all week, so if you need some time to dig out a picture of you with a palm tree, it's called the Palm Tree Parade. Leah says this is an easy contest to enter because she is here in the Mayan Riviera and wanted to share this picture of her in front of the fountain where the sky's the limit. Visit SkydancerCasino.com. Good luck, everybody. Draw will be done at random this Friday morning on the show. Keep those palm tree pictures coming. Auto Fashion. Fine Auto Finishing. There you see their logo there. Auto Fashion. Visit our friends at Auto Fashion. They're MPI and SGI accredited. If you ever get some door dings or you've got hail damage, see our friends at Auto Fashion. They'll do the inside of your car, too. They'll do it upright. They'll clean it like it's brand new. Give it that fresh new car smell. And, of course, if you've made an investment in your vehicle, they would love to be able to protect the paint job, protect the body, give it that special professional ceramic coating. They can do all that for you at Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Look for the big green A's there. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. They make a donation to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you get an oil change there. So swing on by the doors. Pull right up to the doors. They'll open up there for you. You go in nice and toasty warm. They'll get under the car there for you, get that oil changed, check your filters, show them to you, and you're off and on your way. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Murray Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, Certified Service Express. Because roads are falling apart and potholes every spring are getting worse and worse because, you know, we've got this plus one, minus 30, plus one, minus 30. This comes from China. This is the Yang Wang U9. And it jumped the tax even. What if you put a person on the road and laid them down? Oh, see, he jumped a rainbow. He jumped some rainbow chalk. Oh, take that, rainbow chalk. What does that have to do with anything? I don't think rainbow chalk is going to hurt your car at all. But at least you wouldn't be repairing your shocks and struts every couple of years if you're driving this in Manitoba. Good for you guys. This is a great hole. That's impressive. Kuiper's Family Bakery over on First Street, cinnamon buns. They've got loaves. They've got garlic toast. When was the last time you had a nice, big, delicious, soft and flaky loaf of garlic bread with the garlic butter sopping on the inside? Oh, so delicious. You bite into it. It's so soft and warm and beautiful. Oh, man. There is nothing like good old carbohydrates, is there? Man, if you need a carb load, you're going to want to see our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery, Brandon's Bakery, your family bakery, where their baking passion comes alive, whether it be in cookies, loaves, whether it be in the tarts and the special lemon bars, chocolate bars, everything they make. Hot dogs and hamburger buns, too. You'll find them at 1411 First Street, just north of 1st and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. And on the other side of town, on 18th Street, Epp Law Office, where they help you when you're buying or selling a home, or you're deciding what to do with all your goodies once you leave the planet. You need a will? You need just some estate planning help? They'll help you at Epp Law Office. And of course, if you've got a business and it's growing and you'd like to look at incorporating, there's some real tax benefits to doing that. Or maybe you're going to enter into a partnership with somebody and you want to get some legal advice. Epp Law Office is there for you. Building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. At Tim Hortons, they've got a new product they launched yesterday afternoon. Let me show you this. Are you a fan of pistachio? The white chocolate pistachio beverages have landed at Tim Hortons. Everything these people make is tremendous. So delicious. It can't just be a plain coffee. It just can't be a plain drink. No, it has to be extra special. And that's what Tim Hortons does. The new white chocolate pistachio beverage at Tim's. Check it out. And don't forget that Special Olympics donuts are coming fast. A week from Friday on the 31st, your chance to support Special Olympics Manitoba and the athletes right here in Manitoba who will be representing Canada at this year's Special Olympics. Because 100% of the proceeds support them for the week in which they sell those donuts. You can pre-order at Tim Hortons Westman.ca. Thank you, Tim Hortons. White chocolate pistachio. You can get that in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Yellowstone has a restaurant in Las Vegas. Taylor Sheridan, he's the creator of Yellowstone, and he's got his own steakhouse. This is a brilliant idea of cross-marketing. I mean, it is a story about a guy who runs a ranch in Montana, right? So why not have a steakhouse? It's called Four Sixes, and fans are chiming in already. They're calling it phenomenal. They say it's fantastic. It's inside the Wynn Las Vegas from 5:30 to 10 p.m. Now, this could be there for a limited time. They say it's a pop-up, but it is so hot. There are so many people coming. They're going to keep it for a while. Oh, first look at the steak.
Hello, friends. It's me, Shin. And today I'm coming to you from the Wynn Las Vegas.
I just want to see inside. I want to see the steak. Holy cow. I can only imagine what this would cost. So there's the prices you're going to pay. A Coke is $6.50. The steak, $38. Oh, caviar, $195. Whoa. Cornish hen was $48, salmon $51, burger $52. The ribeye was $98. Jesus, Murphy. Nope, I don't think so, Tim. Onion rings were $18. Holy cow. Refried beans were $18. You know what you can buy a can of refried beans for? It's like $2. So anyway, it's getting rave reviews. If you go to Las Vegas, the Wynn has the Yellowstone Steakhouse, 4-6 it's called. Bring your camera and bring cash. Oh, man, that's nasty. But you could do without the caviar. I mean, $200 for a little bowl of fish eggs? No thanks. Take me to the Costco, to the $1.50 hot dog, please. Well, that's it. That music means we are out of time, and we have got to roll. We're coming towards the end of our time together. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse-quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.